This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The National Hurricane Center said Sunday that Tropical Storm Barry has weakened to a tropical depression as it moves over western Louisiana. But rain is expected to continue into Monday. Flooding rains are considered the primary threat from the slow-moving storm. Some areas have received as much as 50 centimeters. Governor John Bel Edwards and President Donald Trump have both declared a state of emergency for Louisiana. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents launched a nationwide operation Sunday aimed at arresting immigrants in the country who are facing deportation. ICE says its agents are targeting mostly immigrants who are considered dangerous. New York City, Chicago, and Los Angeles were among the cities expecting to see the raids. New York City Council member Carlos Menchaca says that the ICE enforcement has affected the community.
Summer weekend, the streets have been more quiet. The kind of community spaces like at the markets have been less frequented this weekend, so people are afraid.
President Trump attacked a group of Democratic U.S. congresswomen in Sunday tweets, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
President Trump tweets the lawmakers should go back to the broken and crime-infested places from which they came, ignoring the fact that the women are American citizens and all but one was born in the United States. Trump was almost certainly referring to Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her allies in what's become known as the Squad, Representatives Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Presley, and Rashida Tlaib. In her own series of tweets, Ocasio-Cortez denounces Trump's remarks, writing, "Mr. President, the country I come from and the country we all swear to is the United States," adding, "You are angry because you can't conceive of an America that includes us." Ben Thomas, Washington.
And again, President Trump attacking a group of Democratic U.S. congresswomen in Sunday tweets. This is VOA News.